Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alemin. Vessalatu vesselamu ala seyyidil mürselin. Seyyidina Muhammed ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem teslimen kethira. Esselamu aleykum ve rahmetullahi ve berekatuhu. This is Imam Zayd Shakir. Once again, 30 lights for 30 nights. Our Ramadan reminders. We thank all of you for tuning in night after night. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, bless your families, and bless you during this month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, one of the great benefits of Ramadan is sobriety. Ramadan helps us to be sober, not in the sense of alcohol consumption or the lack thereof, but in the sense of having a balanced, dignified persona and comportment. Fasting dampens the spirit of intemperance, wildness, lewdness, and decency that we see permeating throughout our society. Just the wildness and the intemperance that really informs the zeitgeist, the spirit of our time. Ramadan inculcates a different, or cultivates a different spirit inside of us, because it's predicated on patience, it's predicated on restraint, it's predicated on dealing with dignity, the challenges, the difficulties that the fasting involves. These nights, these days rather, they're very long. And so we have to be very patient in waiting for that, the conclusion of the fast. The nights are brief. So we have to be patient in dealing with the difficulties that arrive from the lack of sleep we might be experiencing. We're going to Taraweeh, and we discussed this earlier in one of our earlier reminders. We're getting up for Suhoor. A lot of times we can't go back to sleep before we move off to work. Brothers and sisters, the dignity, the comportment that it gives us, this is something that we should carry throughout the year after Ramadan. This is one of the great benefits, so embrace it. Don't see it as, oh, I'm not on I'm not on top of my game as I usually am. I'm not as witty as I normally would be. No, embrace the sobriety. This is a characteristic of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sobriety, but not solemnness, not gloom and doom. The smile was on the Prophet's face sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was sober in his heart. So let us benefit from this fast. Let us keep smiling despite the challenges, but let the sobriety impress itself on our hearts so that we maintain that balance that increasingly is lacking in our society. Some people are just depressed, doom and gloom, and some people are giddy and frivolous and intemperate, wild and lewd. Let us be the balance. Let the smile be on the face, the sobriety in the heart, and Ramadan helping to build us up to manifest both. May Allah bless you, bless your families, benefit from the fast, 30 lights for 30 nights. Hopefully we'll join you for another one tomorrow. Jazakum Allah khairan. May Allah reward all of you for tuning in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be a part of American Muslim history. This Ramadan, support the students and support the college with your donations during this blessed month.